Hi, I'm Kelly, I'm an addict.
Hi, Kelly!
I just want to say that I'm completely overwhelmed sitting in this chair right now. Nerves might get the better of me, ego might get the better of me for sure. And I'm just going to try and speak as honestly and as open about my using and my recovery as I possibly can. 5 months, 1 week ago to the day, my addiction took me to sleeping outside Pret just around the corner. I'm getting emotional already just thinking about it. I had nothing. My addiction stripped me of absolutely everything. Relationships, parents, kids, houses, clothes, all them external things that I tried to fix with for so many years. So in and out of jail, using, not using, that's where it took me. And I was on my own, and I think I had like one bag of stuff that I owned, and I had a flask of that I used to carry around with me because I drink tea and coffee like it's going out of fashion. And I needed some hot water for the night to bed down with. And as this is a homeless shelter after the meeting, I thought where better to go than to Connections to see if they could fill my flask up with hot water. And I walked round and a guy was sitting on the steps outside. We've got a couple of other people, and I said, do you think they'll fill my flask up with hot water? And he said, well, I don't know if they'll do that at the moment. There's a meeting going on, but if you want a coffee and get off the street for an hour, then you're more than welcome. I didn't have a clue what was I was going to find. And yeah, now I know. So I walked downstairs and looked around me and just see you lot. And I said really loudly, is this Lynn Amy in my Essex accent? And the whole room, I believe, turned around and went, shh, like. So I stood there feeling like a bit of a plank for about 5 minutes. And then a lovely woman called me over to a chair. I don't remember much of that meeting. I just remember feeling ashamed. I remember looking around the room, thinking that there's no way on God's green earth could use lot the addicts. And I had a pair of pink and white Adidas trainers. I've still got them, actually, and I just remember looking down at them, thinking they look as ruined as I feel right now. And the guy that was taking the meeting that day, they started giving out the key rings, and I was kind of pushed into getting up and getting a key ring. And so I did, and I remember the walk was like from the second row to here, and it felt like the Green Mile. I had my head down the whole way. I didn't even look up to anyone's face. I couldn't look at anyone in the eye because I was so afraid of what people would see. And that was someone completely different than I am sitting here right now. It was a set of coincidences that brought me to this meeting, but then the lady that I met at this meeting knew another lady who works in Holloway Prison, and I'd met her in Holloway Prison throughout my prison time, and I got invited to a woman's picnic in Regent's Park on August, beginning of August this was. And I went only because, if I'm honest, I didn't have anything better to do. Like, I remember that lady from the meeting ringing me up on the Saturday and reading Just for Today over the phone. And I remember thinking, what the fuck is this woman talking about? Like, really? Is that going to keep me clean? I don't think so. So I went to the picnic and I met some lovely women. And for once in a long time, I didn't feel out of place. I felt like I could talk openly about my using, about my prison time, about losing my children. And then I left that picnic to go back to the street. And that night was... because I'd had a glimpse of what I could be. So Monday morning I got up and I was in here, having a shower and getting breakfast, and the lady from the woman's picnic rung me up and said, listen, get your fucking ass, excuse my language, sorry, get your ass down to, and there we go again, get your bum down to Stoke Newington, and you've got an assessment for a treatment centre. So I didn't know where I was going. I've got on the bus and I went down to the treatment centre in Stoke Newington, and I went for my assessment, and I remember the guy that done my assessment is a university trainee, and as he's sitting here filling it in, I'm thinking, do you just want me to do it? Because I've done so many of them, I knew the form. I remember saying, I'm an IV user. He was like, what's IV? I was like, really? And you work in a treatment centre? So yeah, anyway, I got through the assessment and the manager ended up coming in for the last question, and he said to me, what would take you out of the door if it was on you, kind of thing. And I couldn't really answer him, because that point I just needed someone to say that I would be safe, like, in my surroundings. And he said to me, where are you going now? And I said, I'm going back to Trafalgar Square, back to the streets. And he went, no, you're not. And he showed me up to my room. And I remember when he opened the door to my room, and it was just a bog-standard room, bed, like, chest of drawers, bathroom with a shower in it. And it was like someone had punched me in the gut and winded me. As I say, I don't know what I expected, but I just knew. It had to be better than what I'd been doing. That brings me on to the next thing I wanted to say. Coming into these rooms and going into treatment, fucking hell, I've only got two eyes. The people that I found in this room, specifically this one too. It's funny how people come into your life when you're at your lowest, and they're still there today. And I've made some massive connections with people in just over 5 months that I've been in here. And I've been so willing to do this stuff, to do recovery, to go to meetings, to get a sponsor, to make that connection, to do service, because I was willing to go to any lengths, as we say in the literature, to use. I don't understand when people don't want it. Like, why wouldn't you want this life? Like, I've done, like, the... I've had amazing experiences in 5 months. I've been ice skating outside Natural History Museum. I've been to a millionaire's house. I've been to the theatre twice. I've been to the cinema for the first time in like 20 years. I make arrangements and I stick to them. And I say I'm going to do something and I do it. Thank you, Daniel. I feel like I haven't spoke about like anything really relevant. right, today. Well, today I'm sitting here and I'm in a dry house with some absolute nutters that I absolutely love. And it was funny last night, I've got to just share this, we were in the kitchen and we've had someone new come in the house and he used to be a priest and his brother's a police officer. So where else would you find a priest, a police officer and 5 drug addicts all in one house? You wouldn't find it anywhere else, would you? Like, it's not possible. So, yeah, I'm able to laugh today. Not as well as I should be because my bestie's got a bloody workout for me. But yeah, I've done quite a bit of work on myself, even in 5 months. I've done 3 months of treatment, as I say, and I got through that. I couldn't even believe I got 90 days. I couldn't get 9 minutes. I've worked the first 3 steps and then I've gone back to my life story. And I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up your, you know what, because it wasn't easy. It wasn't. To look at myself was the hardest thing I think I've done in 36 years of being around. And but it's bloody worth it. It is so worth it. Like, I can't tell you the gratitude and the feelings that I have today. And I'm all right with that. Like, all right, I might sit there and get these feelings that I don't want to feel. But I ring my sponsor, or I speak to my housemates, or I ring my friends, and they just say something. Or I talk and I answer my own questions without even realising that I'm doing it. So yeah, I kind of want to say that I hope everyone, or not everyone, because that's impossible, but that someone heard something, because, like, as I say, when I come in here and I open that book, flipped it open, just first page, and it said, if I can do it, so can you. And that is the God's honest fucking, sorry, truth. I've got to start working on that swearing, love. But yeah, it's nice to be here, and thank you for listening, and yeah, cool.